Body was found in a burning home in Canton this morning. The repository reports firefighters believe the blaze in the Lincoln Avenue Northwest home was intentionally set. Personnel sent to the home at about 1:30 found heavy fire coming from the 2.5-story house. The body of a man was found inside the front door. The coroner's office is investigating. The identity of the victim has not been released. Anyone with information asked to contact the Canton Fire Department or State Fire Marshal. Federal judge sentenced to Plain Township man for his part in an illegal gambling operation. 33-year-old Christopher Karasarides was convicted of helping conceal $239,000 in his father's assets from the IRS. He was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison. Christos Karasarides was among 10 people indicted in the investigation into skill games parlors operating between 2016 and 2018. He was convicted in January. Investigators say the younger man also served as a straw owner for his father's businesses and delivered false promissory notes and filed false tax returns. The Timken Company reports first quarter sales of $1.19 billion, down 5.7% from 2023. Adjusted net income of $103.5 million compared to $122.3 million a year ago. President and CEO Richard Kyle called the numbers solid and said revenue modestly exceeded expectations. The company named Tarek Mehta as its next president and CEO in March. He'll succeed Kyle in September. Marlington Local Schools bus was involved in a crash Tuesday morning. The bus carrying 4 students to Lexington Elementary at about 8 o'clock when the crash took place at South Sawberg Avenue and Overcrest Street Northeast. Paramedics evaluated those involved at the scene. No one was taken to a hospital. Another bus was arranged to transport the students. Jackson Township Police Cruiser was involved in an accident Tuesday afternoon. The cruiser was stopped in a line of cars on westbound Fulton Road at Fox Chase Avenue just before 5:30. A Fiat was stopped behind the cruiser. A Ford, 2 vehicles back, failed to stop in time and hit the rear of a Hyundai. The collision caused Fiat to strike the cruiser and override under the roof of the Hyundai. 38-year-old Daniel Griffiths was cited for distracted driving, assured clear distance, and failure to wear a seatbelt. No one was seriously hurt. Highway Patrol is investigating. Starr County Humane Society asking for the public's help after 97 rabbits were removed from a Canton home. They were taken from a 7th Street Northwest home Thursday. The agency says it needs items such as rabbit food pellets, fresh vegetables, pine bedding, bowls, cages, and cage water bottles. The repository reports the 4 parakeets, 7 cats, and 1 dog also seized made it the most animals the agency has seized in one day. The rabbits are being kept in a pole barn completed in January on the agency's property. They're currently being held as evidence in a hoarding investigation. Youngstown man found guilty of shooting a man several times in Warren. 41-year-old Danny Lee Isom will be sentenced next Wednesday. A Trumbull County Common Pleas court jury convicted him of felonious assault in the shooting of 44-year-old Eddie Pierce in August. Pierce suffered serious injuries. Isom faces 2 to 12 years in prison for the assault and 3 additional years for using a gun. A former Warren police officer facing more charges. WKBN-TV reports a superseding indictment was handed down Tuesday against Michael Edwards. He's been in the Trumbull County Jail since his arrest in January. He's now charged with 24 counts, including rape, gross sexual imposition, extortion, dereliction of duty, and theft in office. 2 more victims were listed, bringing the total to 6. He was accused of assaulting the women while on duty in incidents dating back to December 2019. He'll be in court today. The National Guard says a first-of-its-kind range opening next week at Camp James A. Garfield Joint Military Training Center will make the installation one of its premier training sites. Ohio Adjutant General Major General John Harris and Ohio Assistant Adjutant General for the Army, Brigadier General Matthew Woodruff, will participate in the ceremonial first shot event at the new range May 7th. The National Guard says the new multi-purpose machine gun range will be used to train and test soldiers on the marksmanship skills necessary to detect, identify, engage, and defeat stationary infantry and armored targets in a tactical array. The range can support both light and heavy machine gun operations. Weapon systems can be fired from vehicle-mounted or ground-based configurations. A Franklin County judge has extended a temporary block against a law banning gender-changing care for children, as Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is challenging the judge in the state Supreme Court. Franklin County Common Pleas Judge Michael Holbrook extended the temporary restraining order Tuesday after initially halting the measure for 2 weeks, April 16th. The legislation would prohibit children's hospitals in Ohio from giving hormone therapy to minors and was originally set to take effect April 24th. Yost filed an emergency motion with the court April 22nd, arguing Holbrook overstepped his judicial authority when he issued the restraining order. Former House Speaker Larry Householder will be arraigned from federal prison on the 10 new felony counts recently brought against him by the state. Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court Judge Brendan Sheehan this week agreed to allow Householder to appear at the May 13th proceeding by video stream from Elkton Federal Correctional Institution, where he's serving 20 years. The state indictment on which Householder will be arraigned in May alleges he misused campaign funds to pay for his criminal defense in his federal case and failed to disclose fiduciary relationships, creditors, and gifts on required ethics filings.